Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi everybody, welcome back to The Shift. So this is a bonus episode with Fabu G. We were originally meant to do an episode with the three of us, but Fabu G got caught up on a shoot, so then me and him just did a bonus ep, and it was a lot of fun. Fabu G's absolutely, he's great, he's such a great comedian. He's based in Ireland. Go follow him on Instagram, on TikTok, and watch his videos. I actually found him via TikTok and I was like, oh my god, this guy's so funny. So if you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen me like share a bunch of his videos on my Instagram stories over like the pandemic. Really, he just gave me so much joy. So please follow him. We continued to talk about the topic that me and Jared had been talking about exclusivity. And we talk a little bit more about other stuff as well. But that's kind of what we spoke about in this episode. And just because I haven't, you know, I'm based in New York, so I'm only giving my experience from New York, and I haven't been in Ireland in 6 years. And I was in a relationship when I was there. I'd love to hear your stories on what, when do you have the exclusive talk, or do you have the exclusive talk there? Like when me and Fabu were talking, we kind of thought it's usually just your dating and then your girlfriend boyfriend. Is there like an in-between like there is here in New York or wherever anybody else is living? If someone's listening to this in London, like would love to hear. If someone's listening to this in Australia, like I was just talking to my friend in Australia and she was saying, no, usually like go on dates and then if you're dating them, you're not seeing other people. It would just be kind of like, you don't have to even say that. You would have to, the talk would come up first that you're not exclusive. She said you would be like kind of automatically exclusive, just not girlfriend, boyfriend. Then that talk like, oh, like, are we girlfriend, boyfriend? It's just strange. I find it like, I guess it's all like technical. And I would love your stories. Maybe you have like a funny story or maybe you need advice around this topic. Yeah. So please, if you DM me, it's Kitty Boyle Comic. Or if you wanted to email, it's contacttheshift@gmail.com. Would love to hear. So let me know what it's like now back home or wherever you are. That'd be great. And look, listen to the episode. It's a lot of fun. 5G is great. And I'll talk to you at the end.
So what's going on anyway?
Not much. So I had already done it with Jared. So he's gone. We were going to originally do it the three of us because usually it's one American based and one Irish based. But we'll just do
it. Oh, I'm so sorry. I was just doing a video and it took so long. I don't know what happened.
No, don't even worry about it. It actually worked out perfectly because Jared was like, he just like talked for the whole time. So I was like, actually, this is probably perfect that it was just one-on-one. So,
all right.
I'll do two episodes this week. So,
okay, that's nice.
Basically, the podcast is like a dating, relationship, sex, anti-shame podcast. You're married. You're married, right? Happily.
Well, I'm not married yet because it's expensive. But listen, I'm engaged. I'm engaged.
We are rainbow.
I'm engaged right now, and we the COVID kind of like messed everything up. So I'm waiting to get married. You know.
That's so great. How long have you guys been together? If you don't mind me asking.
So we've been together for a long time now, like 2 years. So
it's great.
Yeah.
And me and Jared were talking a bit about like exclusivity and labels, because like especially in New York, it's very like complicated. You'll be like, you know, you'll be exclusive, but you're not girlfriend, boyfriend, and everything here is like a little less like they don't really want to settle down.
Well, I think that's what's happening right now anyway. It's not just New York. I think it's the whole world.
Yeah. Which is fine. But like, how long were you guys together before you decided to be exclusive?
So this is true, right? We didn't even get to know each other. So we just got together and the next day she got pregnant. So I was like, oof.
Okay, well, that will make you pretty exclusive.
Hello. Talking about exclusive right there, babe.
Yeah.
So basically right now we met 2 years together now, we have a kid. He's 18 months. But it's cool because we're still fighting our differences because we didn't get to know each other or nothing like that. We just met. I'm like, you know what? You're gonna be my baby mama. Fuck that. I like you, you know.
Okay, well, I guess that's why a lot of people probably decide to stay together. I know that's why my parents got together. They were like, oh fuck, we're pregnant. Okay.
Yeah, exactly, you know. Are you married?
No, well, I know. I just started seeing someone like a couple of weeks ago. So,
well, you just, the way you just said that, no, you just sound like no, no, you know, like, you know, you're not looking forward to it. Just like, you know, and I just want to be like this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, I don't mind. What I would like is to meet someone and be in like in a monogamous exclusive relationship, but I don't want them to be like, I don't want it to be like, let's go to fucking get like white picket fence and you're having three babies and I'm, no, thank you. No, thank you.
Wow, that is pretty cool.
I want the exclusivity. I just don't want the, like, I don't want them to be like, in 6 months, we're moving in together. I'd be like, I like my bedroom. I like my, you know?
Yes. So. Yes. See, right. I like your thinking now because, yeah, it's great. That's, I used to think like that before. I do. I still would like to think of it now, but it's see, now when you have a kid, it's a different whole story. Kids just change. When we were together, or when I was on my own, the way you think right now was the way I would think. But the baby just kind of like made me think like, oh, now I have a kid, fuck it, let's get married.
Yeah, of course. Like, and I like the idea of marriage as well. Like, if I'm like with the right guy and he wants to, and he proposed to me, great, that's so nice. But I mean, once it's like still like a bohemian style relationship where I'm like, oh, I need to go to Ireland for 3 weeks. I don't want to feel like I have to be like playing this like housewife role. I can't cook, you know. So.
You can't cook. Oh man, Katie, no.
I can
really.
Cook fajitas. I can cook fajitas.
That's gonna cause a bit of problem with me. If you can't cook, I don't know what's going on. I like a woman that can cook.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm old school. I like a woman that can cook and can clean and you know.
The guy I'm seeing, he does all the cooking.
Where's he from originally? Where's he from? He must be African.
No, he's Asian.
No, yes. It's all about the see African. Asian, yeah, those two. Those are the best men that cook ever because they can like Irish men don't really cook as much like the African or the Asian. No.
You've never had me die.
No, sorry. This is my podcast, not yours. Anyway, so see, Irish men, you don't get to meet Irish men that can cook or anybody. It's either African men or the Asian men. We foreign people, we're good at cooking. So you made a right choice, by the way. That's a very good choice. That is a good pick. Yeah,
I love it. I love Asian men.
that's what we will say. We like Asian women. It's very rare to see a girl, especially you're originally Irish, right?
Yeah, I'm from Ireland. I only moved here 6 years ago.
Only six? That's a long time. Wow. It's very hard to find an Irish girl who's gonna say, "Oh, I love Asian men." It's something you don't hear a lot, but wow.
Yeah, I just love men in general, and I love like men who aren't white, just because, I don't know, I just think they're like hotter. But Asian, I'm like, oh, they're so beautiful. And people are like, oh, you're fetishizing. I'm like, I'm not fetishizing. They're just more beautiful people, okay?
have you ever been with a black guy before?
Yeah, I have two ex-black boyfriends.
My God, are you okay? Can you walk properly now? Or
yeah. Well, both of them had like normal sized penises. One had a really big penis. One had like a penis that was so big, I was like, I'm not putting that inside me. So, but
what?
But out of three, two were just average size. One was like, it looked like that, like kind of like graphic, like horse penis. So I was like, you can get that away from me. Get that away.
I love it. You're just not, this is so good, no, really. Because no, do you know what I'm saying? Is because I remember when I grew up here in Ireland and I came here when I was 16 and I had Irish friends who were like, you know, I used to be like, oh my God, you're really, really home for the black fella. Because it's normal. Some I've dated a few Irish girls and they do be like, they feel with black guys and the like black guys are so huge. And you're the first person to say to me now in saying, oh, they're being black guys, but they have normal penises.
Yeah, the two of them are normal size penises. So
I've never heard that before. That's strange. That's different. Maybe the ones in America.
Yeah.
Probably have. have smaller penises. You need to come back home and find the real Mandingo.
I don't want a big dick, thank you. I'm only like 5 inches deep.
Deep down, you do, but you're just trying to be nice because you're seeing someone. But let's just be real. See, you just want you eight like okay, well, you want an Asian guy, so you have to represent the Asian small dicks. Okay, anyway, let's keep talking. So what's
if
up?
Not okay. I hate this stereotype because I've been with I think four Asian men in my life, and they all had great sized penises, huge, fab. Well, like not huge, but like perfect. Big, thick, great. Yeah. I was like, I need to get them together and get them on a calendar so they can like represent me. Like it's misrepresented. It's only four men's penises I've seen, but I feel like that's a lot, right? Oh my God, if the guy I'm dating listens to this now, he's going to be like, oh my God, Katie.
Some people say it's not about how big the dick is. Is how good you use it.
I agree too. I think.
Yeah. So because some guys can actually have. I don't know. I'm actually saying this like I've had sex with a guy before, but I know about this anyway. So listen to me. This is good. Some guys can have a big dick, all right, but don't know how to use it. Mm-hmm. You know, like if I have to say for me as a person, I wouldn't say my dick is small or I wouldn't say my dick is big. My dick is like them kind of like average, kind of like you know, like hey. I'm around. What's going on? But no, real talk.
Yeah.
Real talk. It's not something, it's probably the size of your mic. But all I'm just saying basically is, it's how good you use the dick. Because some guys just come in and just go in, out, thinking that's sex. No, sometimes you have to like go left or right. Just kind of like, you have to explore, you know, I don't know.
But I was seeing a guy and he was like the best at sex ever. And I was like, how are you? Because he didn't have a huge penis, but he didn't have a small one. He was like medium. It was great. And then he goes, it's you have to be a good dance partner. And he goes, it's like salsa. You got to work with your partner. And that's what makes you good at sex. And
exactly.
I was like, you need to tell all of the men. All the men should be doing salsa lessons.
Yes. Whoever said that, I'm going to give that person 100%. Yes. I used to say to our men. That actually know how to dance salsa, right? I think they will be the best sex in bed because they know how to move with a woman. You know, left, I go with you. Right, I go with you. You know, they just know. It's all about. That's why I think in general, black men. I think that's why they say black men are good in bed because we know how to grind. It's all about the grinding.
It's so true. No, that is true. Because even like over here, a lot of my friends are Latin and they'll bring me to these like Latin reggae clubs and everybody's like not white. They're either like usually I'm the only white person. They're either black or Hispanic. And when they're dancing in the club, everybody dances on top of each other. It's not like weird, but like you'd be just dancing with strangers and they'd be like rubbing up against you.
It's normal. It's just like if you go to a nightclub in Ireland, and you just go to a random Irish girl and be like, you know what? You just start dancing beside her. Get away from me, you weirdo. Get away
from me. Yeah. You whereas know? When they bring me to these like clubs that again, and it'd be different if I went to like just like a, not like a reggae club. And when they bring me to the reggae clubs, that's normal. And you're like, I'm always like, these guys are probably great in bed. Like,
well, oh, yeah, sorry. No, I was hoping he doesn't finish the smoke. I mean, we're smoking, so we hope he doesn't finish it. And I mean, just so they're always saying sorry.
Is it a cigarette?
Yeah, cigarette.
Oh, I quit years ago.
I smoke marijuana too. So yeah.
Nice. I don't smoke marijuana. I only smoked it once in Amsterdam, but I got like really.
And how do you feel?
Oh, I didn't like it because I was with someone at the time. And when I was high, I realized that I didn't love him. So, and then I had to spend the rest of the holiday with him. So I was like, ugh.
I hate that. I hate when you smoke weed and you just realize, you see, I think what it does sometimes for you, right? It kind of brings the truth out of your mind. You see the real things out of things. Have you ever actually smoked weed and have sex as well? It's another different experience as well. So it's more of like you see things in a different vibe of way. It's you need to try this. Tell your Asian boyfriend one day both of you should go to Amsterdam, smoke weed, and have sex. Both of you will.
Well, we're not there. We're not at even boyfriend girlfriend label. It's not even a few weeks, so we're very. It's very new.
Wow, that, I like that. So you know,
date more people while you're very new.
While you guys are just not labeled, can you date other guys?
I guess technically I could, but I wouldn't. I would feel too guilty. But I mean, he technically, I couldn't get mad at him if he did. But if I found out, I would stop dating him because I'm.
All right. So then why are you guys not? I mean, why don't you label it then?
It's literally been 3 weeks. We only recently like started
only
having.
Three?
Yeah,
what?
We only started having sex.
Oh my God, you will stress me out. It's only been 3 weeks, and literally you'd that's
me over a month.
There's been no talk. It's only been like less than a month, but we've spent a lot of time together.
It must be like an American thing, because in Ireland that's not normal. You have to know someone for like 4 days and you just like planning marriage or something. I mean, it's too like, I don't know. It's too, for me, I think 3 weeks is pretty too long, and you're taking a, for me, if I'm seeing a girl and I'm with her for 3 weeks and she's telling me, oh yeah, we can't still be girlfriend or boyfriend yet, that would stress me really out.
He says to me tomorrow, will you be my girlfriend? I'd be like, yeah, of course. But I mean, I'm not gonna ask that, and I'm gonna let him, because Americans think differently. And like, because we've slept together, if he slept with someone else and I heard about it, of course I would be like, I can't see you anymore. I would feel gross.
Well, okay, now you're making sense. Okay,
sorry, let me explain it properly. So I like him, he's great. Once we've slept together, so we dated for 2 weeks where we didn't sleep together. The past week we've been sleeping together. In my head, I'm like, God, I'd be so disappointed. I'd be so sad. But then I see my guy friends over here, and they say if you're not exclusive, that's what they do. They go off with other people. That's very normal here in New York. And now the guy that I'm seeing, he kind of knows the way I am, because I'm like, you know, I'm like, don't give me COVID, which in other words is like, don't fucking kiss anybody else. So I just haven't said it directly, but he kind of gets it. But of course, like if he said to me like, oh, you're my girlfriend, I'd be like, yeah, yeah, girl. Like in my head, I'm like, I'm not seeing anybody else. I'm not. But
yeah,
I also don't, because over here, that's like, they get scared. They're not like Ireland. Yeah, but I agree with you. In Ireland, it's like, there's no exclusivity talk. It's just, are you my girlfriend? I feel like that's the way it is back home.
That's the way it is. To be honest with you, like my missus now, I'm with her now for 2 years. I'm like to you. The first day we went on a date, the next day, it's not like, if I asked her to be my girlfriend the second day, it would probably be a cringe. She'd probably be like, oh my God, cringe. Like, so we, in Ireland, I think it's more like a 5 days rule. It's like a 5 days, it has to be 5 days, which is normal, you know what I mean? And 5 days, you're doing well enough for 5 days not to ask someone out. And you just,
for 5 days?
5 days.
So like 5 days over a month.
Yeah, no, 5 days before, like,
too soon.
It's not fucking too soon. When you go stalking, that's not even too soon. 5 days is not too soon. 5 days is, for me, it's normal, because you see, when you ask someone to be your girlfriend, you're not asking them to get married, you're not asking them to be engaged.
That's what they think, and they get scared. So that's what I mean. Like, even with this guy that I'm seeing, if he doesn't ask me by like 3 months, I'd be like, see you later, pal. But I mean, that's my limit. But they think girlfriend, they think that you're like, marriage is next step.
No.
I just want to feel not liked. I want to feel special. No, girlfriend makes me unbelievable.
Okay, for example, if you buy something in a shop, they give you what they call, they give you 1 year or 2 years warranty. And after that 2 years warranty, if you don't like it, you're allowed to return the product back to the shop. So that's like relationship. When you say someone is your boyfriend, it's more like a warranty. It's more like you.
Yeah, that's perfect.
Do you understand? It's more like a warranty. It's more like, you know what? Okay, well, if we're together now, if I don't really like you. So I think during that boyfriend and girlfriend relationship, if it doesn't work out, both of you it can be hard, but like, it was just a warranty. But if you guys are engaged and married, that's it. Like, there's no going back now. That's it. You know? So that's what I see.
I agree with you. I think, and even if you do get married, you can get a divorce. So like, it's nothing is finite.
Exactly. I mean, that's it for me anyway. That's how I see things. That's how I see things. I'm just a realist. I think the more you hide your, that's what causes a lot of mental health in men, because they hide your feelings a lot and just trying to be all hiding. Like, I'm not going to show myself side. I'm not going to ask you out. I'm not going to ask you to be my girlfriend or boyfriend. But deep down, they really like that person, but trying to be hard. They're trying to be like other people in the society. But you just have to open up and be yourself. I am myself. I know, I, I'm myself. I don't care. If I like you, I like you. But before my girl, right? This is so funny. I think this is the reason why she likes me. Before, when I met her the first time, I met her in a comedy club. She was sitting down there. She wasn't laughing at all at my jokes. I was being funny. And I noticed this girl was laughing. I'm like, how? Because you can tell it was hard because she's the only black girl in the whole white crowd. And I didn't see any teeth. All I just seen was just face, eyeballs, looking at me all through the show, which kind of creeped me out a little bit. So after the show, I went up to her. I was like, hey, don't you find me funny? You don't find me funny? She's like, oh, no, I think you're funny, blah, blah, and stuff like that. I said, wow, you look like a girl I would love to give my first baby to. And she laughed her head off. No joke. I swear to God. I said, I would love to give you black babies right now. You're too good. She thought I was joking, though, but I'm just being real. Like,
and then you did. You gave her a baby. Fuck's sake.
I did. She has my baby.
She was probably like, did he put a curse on me? What the fuck?
She has my baby right now. Sorry, I'm talking to you. My mind is somewhere else. But anyway, what I'm trying to say basically is, when you the fact you said you're the guy you see right now for 3 weeks now, and you guys are nothing together. I feel like both of you are just like kind of like both of you are together, but both of you are just living the new life now. What's going on? This is a new society. This is a new life where everyone's living right now. Where they don't want to have a label to something. They want to be together, but not together, but just be together for the sake of not being alone. Just let's be together and just kind of like be there for a while. And
I don't think that with us, I think that's the case with a lot of things. No, but I just think that sometimes maybe you just don't want to have the talk because you're just trying to, like, I think we're both like very into each other. I think it's more just like, that's very vulnerable to have the talk. I don't think it's like we're like... Yeah.
Sometimes it gets too long to the stage whereby we don't have to ask each other out anymore. We both know anyway that we are. You know, some people are like that as well.
Yeah, I just don't know. I've been dating a lot of people over here where I thought we were girlfriend, boyfriend, but we weren't because we didn't have the talk. So I do think that they do need the talk over here. But what I gather from a lot of my friends here is the talk happens between a month and 3 months. And if it doesn't, then just see
Jesus
you later.
Christ.
I know, but I do think with this specific, like, I think you can tell with each person. And I think with this specific guy, like, he invests time in me. He makes an effort. I don't think he like has the time to be really like dating another girl, but who fucking knows, could have a wife.
but the fact that he's equal for you and he's Asian, he's a keeper. I don't care, I don't know what he looks like, I don't know what he is, but he's Asian and you said he cooks. That guy is a keeper. I'm African and I cook. No, I'm being honest with you, I'm being out straight. I don't like washing dishes now. I don't like it because that's where we fight, but I cook. I like to cook. I'm the cooker. You wash dishes. I will cook the whole day, but you wash dishes, and I'm good. So, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you and how old is he?
I'm gonna be 30 in 2 weeks, and he'll be turning 29. So, you know, we're both old, but we're both young. You know,
because I'm 33, and my girl is 26.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So I'm way older than her. But you know what they say. You know they say women mature more than guys. So he's 29. So he's not a full man yet.
No, that's the thing too. And like as well, it's one of those things where I wouldn't expect someone to ask me to be their girlfriend before maybe a month to 3, just because as well you don't know what their experience has been before. I don't want to rush someone into like. You know, it's okay to take your time a little bit as well, I think.
And you're actually lucky that you look like a girl that has a very high confidence. You're pretty. Let me don't lie. You're actually a pretty girl. So you probably have a lot of confidence in yourself as well. So that helps in a way. So sometimes, like, the way I can see your face right now, I can look at you. I'll be afraid to come to you in public and say, hey, what's the story? You have this kind of like little red speech face in a way, like intimidating look. I don't know if anybody else said that to you.
No, one of my guy friends. So let's say like, I'm just going to call the guy that I've been seeing. I'm just going to call him DJ because he DJs on the weekends. But
he's a D. Wait. Oh, okay. I like that. He's a DJ. Ooh.
Is that a good thing? It's good because he gets my world.
It's good. Like, let's be positive. First of all, let's be really positive because this is something positive. Now, a DJ doesn't mean anything, okay? But you know, do you know my job? I'm a comedian, okay? And I'm an MC. MC is a guy who walks in the nightclub. I hype the crowd. And trust me, when I'm hyping, I see women. Now, women don't care. As long as you are the DJ, as long as you have a mic, they see you as a little god. Like, oh my God. It doesn't matter how small the club is, how big the club is. As long as you're a DJ, you're a magnet. You know what I mean? Now, we are men. That's who we are. We are men. Now, no matter what you do in life, if you have a job that women throw themselves at you literally every day, I don't care who you are. You might be in a relationship that you love your girl. But let's say when you love your girl so much, one day, both of you will one day fight, okay? One day argue. You storm out the house. I'm going out to work. You're working. Women are throwing themselves at you just like they always do. You will want to. It's not like you work in a bank or you're a lawyer. You're a DJ. Well, anyway, some guys are good. They can hold temptation, though. Some guys are very good. They know how to resist. They know how to say no. But not all guys. I would say maybe 3% are loyal. But let's be positive, though. Let's be positive. Being a DJ doesn't matter. Just like being a comedian, just like being working in a bank. You're working in a bank.
And yeah, well, like... You know, I'm like, as a female comedian, I get guys, you know, hitting me up all the time. So
thank you. You understand that now? You get the idea of what I'm trying to say. So you understand that feeling of being in a spotlight where you because as well as the female comedian is powerful. Men love to see a powerful woman. It's powerful. When a woman can go on stage and make people laugh, she own it and do what you do. That's a bit powerful. That's what I'm saying to you, that you look like a woman who have a lot of confidence because you're pretty and just what you do. Whoa, respect. Like, I feel sorry for your Asian boyfriend. He doesn't want to mess with you because he'd be like, bad bitch, next. No, you look like that kind of a person. But I'm just saying. But so it's just them.
I think it's a good point you're making. I think for women listening, you know, like I was talking to my guy friend, he's also a comedian, and I was saying like, oh, because I wanted to text DJ and ask him to hang out, but I kind of make him do all of the work in that regards. Like, I'm always like, why isn't he texted? And then he was like, you should text because you're kind of intimidating sometimes. And I think women forget that we can be intimidating, and the guys are like, I don't want to come on too strong. I don't want to text too much. I don't want to, and we forget that they think like that. We just think that. We think like that, and it's like, oh, we're actually more similar than we think.
For you, that's where I see you. I just see you as that kind of, like, if I don't know you, you just have that face that, you know, like, you know, like, hey, like, it's only when you see, when you smile, it's different now. See, when you
don't smile, I smile a lot. Oh, just sitting there fucking staring people out of it with a resting.
No, when you're looking at me there for 2 seconds, like, ooh.
Because I'm listening. Smile,
I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, such a cutie.
Because I'm listening, I'm paying attention.
I have no, now I'm kind of flirting with you already. If your Asian boyfriend listens to this call, like, don't you ever.
He's gonna listen to it and be like, oh no, she wants to be monogamous with me so early on. It hasn't been 7 months yet. You know, he's raised American, so.
Yeah, actually, I'm dying to ask this question, right? I know this is off topic right now, but I'm dying. I've always died to ask this topic now because I've seen your personality and you're that kind of person who's like a genie and you tell me the truth and how you feel. Now, I'm not gonna sound too feminist or anything like that, right? Just as a female comedian, right? As a female comedian, do guys get so intimidated by you if they're with you, like when you're in a relationship? Because the fact that you, see, I'm a comedian, I can go out of my emotion and go on stage and crack jokes and be myself. No matter how much I'm fighting my missus, I can still be myself on stage. Now, imagine you've been in a relationship, but like you're tardy. So have you been with someone that you've been with and you've done what you do, and how did they take it? How did they take it?
So most of them are okay with it. I think guys who aren't going to be okay with it won't ask me out and they won't date me, because my whole Instagram and my whole TikTok is like kind of like dating stories and stuff. But I do say it's
cool.
Yeah,
What's your name on TikTok?
Katie Boyle Comic. I do sex ed videos.
No. Wait, he turned his neck. Wait, you're joking. Yes.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious. I do.
His neck torn. He thought, like, that was 360 right there. You nearly broke your neck on that word. You should sue her for whiplash right there. She just literally made your head literally. yeah, but I wasn't gonna say. No way.
Yeah. So, but like, so I guess any guy who, like, all of my stuff is out there, so they have to be, like, Americans are pretty good for not being intimidated by it, and they kind of get a kick out of you talking about them on stage. There was only one ex who asked me not to talk about something I didn't, and that was fine, and he just said that. But other than that, like, even the DJ now, he was like, he brought it up. He was like, you know, I don't mind if you talk about me on stage or you talk about me on the podcast.
Actually,
like,
you know what? You know what? Thinking of it right now, what I said earlier might make no sense, actually, because you were a comedian. He's a DJ. Maybe both of you is a perfect match then. But because both of you understand a different world now. He actually can relate to people. You can actually, maybe both of you is a perfect match.
Yeah, who knows? Actually. And I do think as well, you can't put people in boxes, because he could be in working 9 to 5 in a business and still bang like people on his lunch cocaine.
Yeah, which is common. Which is true.
Yeah, so I always think there's no point worrying about it. And if it kind of happens, you know, you find out, you get chlamydia, you're like, oh, obviously this bang is <someone else." laughs> I've never had chlamydia, but that's how my girlfriends have found out that their guys have been cheating on them.
So. I like the way you just said it real quick. I never had chlamydia.
I actually haven't, not yet, thank God, touch wood. But like, a lot of my girlfriends have, and it's because of things like that where guys, I use condoms. Use condoms.
No, I condom is good. Actually, I've tried to I know some girls that don't like condom. I've tried to have sex with this girl and she was like, I don't like condom because it smelled like burnt rubber. I was like, what you mean? She goes, no, really, some girls don't really like condom.
That's interesting.
There's one time, this was right before I was with my missus. I was like, you know, after the nightclub, we went out. And I was trying to make love to this girl. I can't say sex. I don't know if it's gonna. Okay, let me just be raw for 2 seconds. Thank you.
Yeah, please.
Oh, thank you so much. I can be raw. So I was trying to have sex with this girl in the car, right? And she was like, I was trying to put a condom on, and she was like, no, I don't like condom. And I was like, what? And that kind of freaked me out when she said that. In my mind, I'm like, maybe this bitch want to kill me with some AIDS shit. I don't know what the fuck is going on. And she was like, no, I really don't want condom. I was like, oh no, but I have to. She goes, well, if I wear it, she's not gonna have sex with me. No joke.
That's so funny, because me and Jared on the last episode were just talking about how that I've had to always like nearly convince guys to wear the condoms, and that it kind of annoys me. Not the guy I'm seeing now, he was great, he used it straight away, but I was like, wow. But I'm so surprised, I've never heard of my girlfriends be like, I don't like using the condom.
No, trust me, some girls wouldn't really, don't be like that. But even like, when you're in a relationship, you don't use condom all the time.
I wouldn't use a condom. That's why I like being told that I'm a girlfriend, because then it's like, okay, well, now we can maybe talk about the pill or unprotected sex. But other than that, I'm not fucking putting my...
Wow, that's a good idea. That's a good start. That's actually a good thing. Okay, we can keep seeing each other, but if you're going to be my girlfriend, we can fuck without condom. I'm like, oh, really? Can you be my girlfriend?
Yeah, maybe. Like, I would love for my future partner to be like, I'll just use condoms forever because I hate being on the pill.
That can be a good intro for ladies. Oh, that's good. That's good. That can be a good way for ladies to ask guys out.
And there's also COVID. So you can be like, I don't want to catch COVID. So now COVID's like the ultimate STD.
That's actually true. Oh my God. It's not just, you just be like, oh, look, I just want that. That's what you can be. Oh my God. That's crazy.
Because DJ was like, I seen him last night and he was like, oh, I'm going to go get a COVID test. So he'd been out at a DJ gig the night before. And I was like, oh, why do you need a COVID test? Why do you need? And he was like, because I was around people. And then he goes, but I wasn't super close to people, Katie. I was like, okay, cool. Okay.
Oh, that is actually true. Oh, crazy, man. Like, what a COVID test. Nice. Yeah. Like, did you get a test too? Because if he's going for a test, you should go for a test as well.
No. If he comes back with COVID, I have COVID, but I have antibodies. And he was just at a gig like where they were like DJing, and I think he
oh yeah, is that still on? Is there a gig still open?
I've been doing gigs here most nights. Like, we have like New York Comedy Club has like outdoor gigs. They have them on like a penthouse, and then Stand Up New York has it all in the park. So we've all been getting a couple of gigs each week, which is great.
Actually, maybe that's what we should do in Ireland. We should do like outdoor comedy shows.
Definitely, and people are loving them because they're just so happy to get live entertainment, and they're paying well and. It's good.
Wow, I'm gonna start doing that outdoor live. Actually, yes, that's a good idea from this podcast. I'm thinking that that's something I've gained from this. This one I've gained. That's good. Really cool.
Good.
Really, just really nice. And come here, when this podcast is finished, where will I listen? I'm going to listen to it on
I'm going to put it up on, it gets up on Spotify and, the audio is going weird. It gets up on Spotify, Apple, and wherever you get your podcast apps, actually, it's up on all of it. It just goes automatically up.
Oh, cool.
But I'll
cool.
tag That's you nice. I'll tag you in it because I'll probably put up Jared's first and then put yours up. I usually put them on Tuesday.
Oh my God, I can't believe I missed that. I could have done it with it would be so fun if three of us would have been together.
Don't worry, but you can come on another time with an American guest if you like. Absolutely.
Yeah, okay, look, come here. When the next time you're on, just text me and let me know because I love this. I mean, the more people, the merrier. I don't have a podcast, but I like being in people's podcasts. Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I have the next couple of weeks I have the guests already organized, but I'll message you dates and you let me know when you're free. Definitely.
Oh, cool. That'd be amazing. I wouldn't mind. Cool. Because Paul is about to drive off now. So anyway.
Okay. So that's perfect. So I'll let you go. So that's great. We'll just put this up on, I'll probably put this up on Thursday as like a bonus ep because I have the Jared one on Tuesday. So it probably won't go up for a few days, but I'll text you as soon as it's up. Thank you so much. You were the best.
Look, it was nice to meet you. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for listening. Again, if you guys could shoot me in your stories, that'd be great. We really would love to hear about them. And yeah, so for any new listeners, this is like a sex dating anti-shame relationship podcast. But if you have any stories about that you need advice on, or just like, yeah, please shoot me a message or email me. And if you wouldn't mind telling everybody about this podcast, that'd be great. And if you could rate and review it, that also helps a lot too. Or even just I know like Spotify you can't, but if you just screenshot it and share it, like I'll obviously then reshare it if you tag me, and that helps a lot too. And if you have any guests that you want on. So anyway, have a lovely week. And if you have any, we have a Steve-O back on the podcast on Monday, and a clinical psychologist as well. So if there's anything more like heady that you want us to talk about with the clinical psychologist, that would be great. She's amazing. And other than that, have a great week.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.